Well, that was delicious. That's a hard ticket. Hard ticket to Miami right there. Hot ticket. Hard ticket to Miami. Habita, habita, habita. Hey-o. If you're listening right
are
now.
Are you okay?
Hey.
You just turned into fucking Yosemite Sam over there.
More, I like more Porky Pig. Yeah. Habit, habit, habit. Yeah. That's all, folks.
I have my Warner Brothers characters mixed up. My bad.
Dude, I'm really proud of you for like saying Warner Brothers. Like, mm-hmm. Well, is it Warner Brothers? Is that right? Mary Melody Warner Brothers? It is Warner Brothers.
What are you?
Mary Melody?
Mary Melodies. Like, that was the, like, cartoons. I promise. Mary Melodies. Look at that.
What are you talking about?
Mary Melodies.
I think you just unlocked
film series.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Warner Brothers.
Brothers. All right. Yeah. All right. Looney Tunes. There you go. So, dude, rock and roll. Good call. No, I just hate when people are like, oh yeah, Bugs Bunny from Disney.
People do that?
And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, no, you're fucking completely wrong. I'm like a cartoon snob.
There's no way people think that Bugs Bunny is a Disney character.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
If anything, like, it would, you know, Universal.
Well, so they think that, like, for instance, Daffy Duck and Donald Duck would also be, like, both are, like, Disney characters.
Oh, my God. They're clearly enemies.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, Matt.
Oh, my God. They're
I'll
clearly
tell you what, that's a rude mood is what that is.
The fucking... The way that Allie cut her eyes at me, like, I felt, like physically assailed,
yeah, you
dude.
Like, you should.
Matt right, suggested, Matt. Yeah, we do cartoon characters for the alphabet game.
Oh, cartoon characters. This is going to be difficult.
Oh,
I'll try it. I'll try it. And
it's going to be more fun than TV
shows. We're
going to
struggle. Yeah, we're going to struggle.
All right.
So, all
you
right.
You starting?
Oh my God. yeah, I can try.
Oh, wait, who's going second? Because obviously this is going to be a very pet. Like,
you, we go clockwise. And you're right there.
Yeah. I'm mirrored. I don't know which
one. Sorry. Here it goes. It goes me, you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's why like, you're always confused. In my head, you sit right here. So I'm always like, how are you confused about what order?
Dude, that makes sense now.
I just now realized that's what.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got a question though. Are cartoon characters, can they be from comics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, please. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. How strict is Matt's beliefs?
Just cartoons and comics, dude. Come on. We can do this. We can do this.
Our comics, all cartoons. Right. All right. Here
yes.
we go.
We're right, we're overcomplicating this.
I'm going to get hated on for this one, but yeah, I'm going for it. Ant-Man.
That's probably comic books, right?
Oh no! Absolutely.
Now, okay, now we're ant fucking on whether it's a superhero or a cartoon character.
But it's from a comic.
If it's
it
comic
is
book,
a superhero,
then it's a,
but like, I mean, honestly, to some people, Roadrunner is a superhero.
To me, yes.
And there's an R for whoever gets
is,
that shit up.
Who
so.
Is the sadist out here? Or no, that would be. That would be the opposite right. of sadism.
Hey, take it away, B-boy.
I don't know. Anyway, Bugs Bunny. Duh. I mean,
oh,
that
nice.
Would be stupid Ooh. Not to do that one.
Charlie Brown.
Doug.
Oh, Doug's good.
Yeah. Eeyore.
Dude, how about... Oh,
yeah,
I was going to say again. Ed, and Eddie.
Oh, that's a triple. E-F.
Like how you looked around. You're like... That was awesome.
Felix.
Yes. Yeah. Felix is a good one. Okay.
Can I say Curious George since his name's George?
Yeah.
Or is that?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going by
I'm
surnames.
Doing way too good.
We're doing yeah. surnames over here. Okay.
Well, I was going to say Mallard Fillmore, so I get you. I feel you.
Mallard Fillmore. I like that.
H. Fucking.
Fucking. Oh my God!
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Hitchcock.
The, No.
Hitchcock? Nah, I don't think what? Hitchcock. Yeah.
No, oh, that's a different Will Smith movie.
Oh, Heathcliff.
That's Hitch.
Heathcliff.
Heathcliff. Oh, that's Heathcliff. A good one. So,
He-Man. How did I, what? Matt, listen, in the moment, okay?
Oh, dude, it's hard. No, dude, Matt knew he was going to fucking own us.
Uh-huh.
With this.
You're going to have to give me a comic guy. I can't think of an eye.
Iron Man for I.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Iron Man.
Were those comics?
Yeah, no, all of
Marvel.
Okay, DC, Marvel.
All of that stuff started with comics.
Okay.
Jiminy Cricket. Kierkegaard. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought you were gonna say Kermit. I would almost say Kermit, but he's
Oh no, yeah.
Are there?
What about Kenny? Kenny from South Park.
There you go. Yeah. Kenny. There. JK. L. We're just going to help everybody. How about that?
Yeah, clearly this is a group effort. Lucy from Charlie Brown.
There you go. L. M. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. N. Fuck. I don't know, man. My brain is frozen. Like, once it gets to
this is so much harder than I thought it was going to be. I thought I'd clean up.
All right, Matt, what you got for N? Let's go, dog.
No Google either, dude. Like,
No,
we're not Googling. Nermal. Nermal was Garfield's girlfriend, hater, enemy, whatever she was.
Oh, I thought it was a dog.
No, that's Opie. Oh, Odie. Yeah.
Nermal was a cat?
Nermal's a little gray cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Odie was the dog.
Yeah, but I thought there was another dog for some reason, like a cousin dog or something.
There might have been.
I don't know. Maybe not.
What about now? Odie.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
Nimrod? X-Men?
Damn.
We're not to S yet.
Trey, are you talking about Snoopy's brother Spike, because that's my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Wait, N-O,
no. Opie.
Oh, yeah, no, O-P.
Dr. Ozymandias.
We're on P.
Oh.
Sorry, Dr.
Ozymandias. Powerpuff Girls, really can we just do them all at one time?
Popeye
is good.
Popeye.
Powerpuff Girls is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a Dr. Q out there.
Damn.
Quailman. Hubert. Quailman.
That's a good one. I like that.
Q, I was so excited about that.
R?
Yes.
QR.
Robin. Oh, Rick.
Ren.
Rick.
Robin.
Ren.
Or yeah.
Ren. Okay. From Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, okay, I got it. RS. Well, Spike.
Spike.
Yeah. T.
Larry's technically T, right? Okay. Just to keep us sort of on.
Yeah.
T.
Timmy.
For Timmy.
South Park.
Timmy.
You.
Timmy. You. Oh, man.
Ultron.
Oh, Ursula. Ursula.
Ursula's good. Ah. Okay. V.
Ultron was good too.
Yeah.
Vivo. You guys haven't seen it, but it's a little monkey. That it's a newer cartoon.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. I promise. Finn will back me up. He'll corroborate.
Prove it. I need documentation.
Yeah, right.
W. Wile E. Coyote.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
Fuck. Now we got X.
Dang it.
Can we just do X-Men in general?
Yes, yeah. We're doing X-Men and we're moving on. Why?
All right. Why? Because I got a.
I don't know anything with the why. Also, this entire time since we have been, streaming live, I told myself, because I thought it was cringy, to not refer to the people in your chat as chat, and I did it today.
I love calling people in the chat. Like, chat, is this real?
I'm feeling very insecure about it. I feel like I let myself down.
Oh, man.
Why?
I don't know.
We're saying yellow submarine, and we're pretending that's a critter, and we're going to see. Ziggy.
Zim. Invader Zim.
Invader Zim. Yeah. Okay.
Ziggy. Right. Ziggy's a classic, Ziggy's too. Good.
Yeah. All right. We fucking made it.
God.
Matt. Somehow. Holy Matt. Hell.
Matt, you are canceled. That was really
hard. That was so hard, dude.
That was fun, though. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was actually a really good one.
I love the alphabet game, dude. I got to start keeping a list of ones to come up with.
Absolutely. We should, you know, for those that listen live or watch live, we should put up a poll at some point in time, like on the Facebook group, to make suggestions for the
game.
That'd be fun.
Matt just threw that in there and we took it. So,
or we can just do that. You know, we don't.
Yeah.
Why make more work? Why? Yeah. Why?
Well, that's a good question.
We could do. We could do like brand names. That would be a good one.
Ooh,
I'm going to make a little list. TV shows and brand names. Those are some.
Yeah, we have not done either of those.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, I guess, finish the welcome, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's 30 minutes.
Number 113.
Fuck.
That's 30 minutes of the show right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well.
Yeah, if you're hearing us loud and clear, then you're listening live. If you're hearing it right now, you're listening live. But otherwise, you're going to be listening next Wednesday.
Hold up.
So, the 20th.
Break that down, and it doesn't make sense. Yeah, never mind.
None of it makes sense. Yeah, honestly, none of it makes sense. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, and I'm saying it. So, so speaking of not making sense, let me tell you guys about a Chinese airline that warned passengers not to throw coins into plane engines after an Airbus A350 was delayed for 4 hours.
Planes are not doing well.
No, they're not.
Like, you saw the tire that flew off the one, right?
What?
I actually did not.
I didn't cover it because it got so much coverage.
So, dude, I was on a cruise all last week, did not have internet with the exception like, occasionally text messages would go through.
Well, and then, like, the Boeing whistleblower killed himself. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He did not. He was still fucking testifying.
He got Epstein. Yeah. He got Epstein. Yeah. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah. So. There's been a lot. There was a guy that just tried to get into the cockpit on yet another American Airlines flight, like, yesterday.
Trying to get that cock.
We could do every episode on just plane news right now. It's wild.
Every untethered is going to be up,
Larry.
I'm just waiting on the episode that we just talk about trains. Run that train. Shame. That's what we're going to name it.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to call it Fomer Specular.
We're going to call it a Trey Special. Run that train.
So a major Chinese airline has warned passengers not to throw coins into its plane's engines after an incident last week. China's Southern Airlines posted a 5-minute video on Weibo, I think.
I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say it. Yeah.
Explaining how actions like, quote, throwing coins at the plane can delay flights and threaten safety. No shit. No, I know. No, the best part is why they're doing it. Quote, if they pose a threat to aviation safety, they will also face varying degrees of penalties. It said in a post on the social network. On Wednesday, March 6th, the airline's domestic flight from the southern region of Henan to capital Beijing was delayed by 4 hours, data from Flight Tradar 24 shows. According to the Liberty Times, a video posted online shows a flight attendant saying that a passenger threw, quote, 3 to 5 coins, end quote, into the Airbus's A350's engine.
That's such a specific, non-specific amount. You know,
there were roughly 30 to 50 feral hogs in the. Yeah. Was it 30 to 50?
I would have said like a few. You know,
yeah.
But 3 to 4, or
just
you know.
say 4. Just say 4. Yeah. About 4.
Not a big deal.
It wasn't a handful. It wasn't a handful, guys. Look, listen, I don't want to get misquoted here by The Onion or anything like that, but
Larry, have you heard last podcast talking on side stories about how many they're like, they've been talking for a couple weeks about how many fall into different things, like several and few and a handful.
No, I haven't.
Oh man, they're like up in arms about it, and I'm I'm hollering listening to it. And they'll be like, like several is five. And I'm like, no, five is five. You don't need another word for five.
Yeah, man.
Several. That's, I would.
Bad example. I'm yeah. making. But,
okay. Yeah.
How many is a few?
It's like saying three is a couple. It's not.
It is a few, I feel like, is three. I don't know why, but I always.
It feels wrong to me. That's kind of what
but I always think of, like, a couple is obviously two.
I feel like a couple can be two or three.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like when you throw in...
Specifically two, you can say two.
Well, I mean, if it's a specific number, you could say that number.
Yeah.
So, like, so a couple, you can say that about any of them.
A couple could be, like, one to three.
Trey says that a few...
Do you think one could be a couple?
Well, if you're unsure...
If you're Trey said that a few is
one ninth is a bushel.
What? Shut the fuck up. Shut the entire fuck. He also said
several is a half dozen ish. No, honestly, I agree with Trey that a half dozen ish because for wait, some reason, we, but wait, I think it's just alliterations.
Okay, I think
are we talking about
is...
a baker's dozen or are we talking about like a dozen dozen?
That's off by one.
Yeah,
I mean, so no... is a few. Few there's is no three half, or four.
There's no half baker's dozen, though.
It's true.
Like, a baker's dozen is specifically 13.
Nobody's going to split something in half, and then just be six and a half.
We're literally...
Trey says dozen dozen-ish.
We're literally splitting couple between one and three rather than two. Like, it should just be two.
If it's two, just say two.
But if it's...
I feel like a couple is more laid back... Than saying
fuck you
two.
With pie. Pie has two, no room in this conversation.
So specific.
It's either like a really bountiful one, or just like a really laid back
well,
two.
And also, okay.
How
I feel
cool
like,
is this group?
These two are so fucking cool,
listen,
man.
The word okay,
easy peasy.
I think several
that
several,
couple.
Several has the most wiggle room of all of them because
I will not disagree.
Because think of how, think what of about, the context. Like, if you're talking about like several
geese,
that could be three or 300.
I'm thinking, yeah, of a, no, honestly. I'm thinking of a gaggle of geese. You know, then we start getting into those.
Oh, God.
That's but just like, a group.
Several and like.
Damn it, Trey is out here with the fucking, I don't remember what that's called.
Algebra.
Y equals MX plus B? What even is that? Is that a quadratic?
No, it's not. I know what he's talking
about. He threw out pie earlier.
I can still sing you the quadratic equation, but I don't know what it's good for.
It's isn't it A squared plus B squared?
No,
that's
it's the
Pythagorean
like,
theorem.
X equals negative there, B plus or minus square root of... B squared minus 4ac.
Wait, no. Over Pythagorean theorem is a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Yeah, which right? is what you just said.
I hate you guys.
What's
y
the difference
equals
between
mxb plus b is like a the formula for a line, isn't it?
Is it distance traveled?
I swear to God, it's the formula for a line.
Oh my God, we're all falling apart.
I can't think. I couldn't think
I need
of,
to stop looking at chat.
I just want to say again that the quadratic equation is negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 2ac over 2a. 4ac yeah. over
there
2a.
There you go. Income.
You didn't Google y equals mx plus b?
No, hang on.
I'm already,
it's the slope intercept form of the equation of a straight line. So
oh,
I was kind of there.
What can that do for me?
God, honestly, it could show you.
If you're a carpenter,
honestly,
suck my dick, slope intercept. What are we doing
if you use it right, it'll show you the promised land.
It will not.
To finish this whole rant off before you
oh
know.
My God. Are we talking about coins thrown into the plane?
Yes.
This is my favorite. Like, a few and a handful, you know, There you go. Okay. Let it
well,
die.
Well, see, those could be this different.
This is my favorite part, though. So, this isn't the first time a passenger has thrown coins into a plane's engine.
Fuck you,
see,
Matt.
It should be. It's
CNN reported that it happened on another Chinese...
Matt said elementary math with Tether. This is high school math, at least, Matt.
Shit, Matt. Like, I don't know what elementary you would do.
Quadratic formula in elementary school?
God, look at the big brain on Matt.
Matt would be an astronaut.
Matt over here, a fucking carpenter. Come on, bro.
What's
that? Okay. He's an Amish.
He was born with his knowledge.
Fuck.
So
I love the chat.
So
I will
check
say
this
it.
Out, though. CNN reported that it happened on another Chinese Southern Airlines flight in 2017 when an elderly passenger said it was, quote, a prayer for a safe flight.
No!
So I'm going to throw something into the engine
Hold
of the
on.
Plane.
Are we, like,
pray,
giving
pray
each...
to whatever god you believe in. Do not throw coins
apparently,
into the engine.
Apparently Greek mythology because they're paying the passenger, you know, just like, you can't just...
It's like the river Styx.
Yeah, you can't pay in bulk by throwing a bunch of coins in a plane engine and say, here, this will get you over.
Oh, I forgot to pay for my carry-on.
Whoop. Yeah, seriously. Please deposit all carry-on luggage into the fucking jet engine.
Otherwise, yeet your coins right into the...
Also, don't... All planes typically have like a enclosed
Thank you.
Fucking terminal.
I don't understand what's happening. How do they have access to the engine of the plane or the turbine or anything?
Everyone's insane.
Yeah. Also,
this is just wild.
Post 9/11, you should know better than to just fuck with anything plane related.
TSA won't let me go through with the fucking like. Credit card shaped multi-tool. Like, they took that from me. And these bitches can throw coins in the
I mean, this is... What airline is this? Asian?
China? No, yeah, Chinese Southern Airlines. That was the 2017 one. This one is... Oh, Chinese Southern... Or China Southern Airlines. So
rebranded, yeah. China Southern
Airlines. Yeah, okay. Weird. I don't know. And then they said in 2019, Chinese airline Lucky Air sued a passenger for 21.
No.
It's all Asia, dude.
This is a corporation hiding under LLCs. That's what they're fucking doing.
No, honestly, they don't want you to throw like money in the engines because the engines are actually just like cardboard. And they're like, we don't expect you to actually go anywhere. We're gonna have engine trouble real quick, and then we're gonna deboard and like.
They just put those movie like old movie screens where like it rolls by.
Yeah, seriously, we're almost up to flight.
It's literally the pilot just making noises at the microphone.
Oh my god, man! I had one of the coming back from the cruise. Literally one of the rockiest fucking landings I've ever experienced in my life. Like, as in, like, hit on, like, one wheel. And, like, you felt it go, like, one wheel at a time. And I was like, well, this is new because I've never felt that before. I hate landing. I love taking off. But.
I was on a flight on the way to Tokyo. On landing, we went sideways. Mm. Like, not 90 degrees sideways, but it was literal
like woo, like enough. No, you wait, hang on, where were you going?
Tokyo. We're drifting.
Thank you.
We drifted into fucking Tokyo and I missed it. Damn.
You fucking Tokyo drifted in a fucking airplane.
Dude, I never you didn't know realized that.
No, and then the dude that gets on been- and he goes, welcome to Tokyo, and in Tokyo, we're all family. And it was fucking Vin Diesel. It was Jesus Vin Christ. Diesel fucking... Whoa. It was Vin Diesel piloting your plane, dude.
Fuck's sake.
No. Damn.
Exactly.
I'm like, all of this is just coming into realization for me.
Isn't that wild, though? This, like, Vin this Diesel was after, flew your plane, dude.
This was after Too Fast, Too Furious. I believe. No, it had to be before.
Yeah, in a way.
It was 2008.
2008?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking it up.
Oh, yeah.
Tokyo Drift, I think, was 2009, actually. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, but the second one was way before that.
Oh, maybe your plane was the inspiration for the movie.
I mean,
no, it was 2006 for Tokyo Drift. Yeah. No! Holy shit!
Yeah,
that's shit. Awesome, man, dude. I'm not gonna lie, Vin Diesel definitely flying a plane.
I mean, I was wondering why the pilot was not wearing any sleeves. So.
Seriously, exactly, dude. Man, oh my god. Anyway. All right. That's all I got for that one.
Oh, that was the article? We're still on there.
That was the fucking article, man. Like, honestly, that was one article and we made it 40 minutes. Like, no, I'm just kidding. Oh, shit.
All right. I want to tell you guys about this god awful dating app thing.
Okay.
So.
Oh, no.
Dude,
oh, no.
All right. Signing up right now. Let's go.
Fucking Wired making me open it in incognito. Shut up.
Fucking, what is it? Condé Nast. Fuck you, bastards. Condé Nast.
Owns everything.
Seriously. They really do own like any publication.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild.
So this is a whole thing about Date Me Google Docs and the hyper-optimized quest for love.
Mm. Hold on.
Also known as Allie will never fucking try dating. I give up.
I'm gonna start a dating site, and it's gonna be based off of Excel spreadsheets. So,
well, this is basically that. Yeah, mm. Yeah. Some people have ditched dating apps and opted to bare their souls via a public view-only link instead. I clicked through to a couple of these. I've got a couple examples on the spreadsheet too, and I'll get to them in a second too. Okay. I hate how this article starts out. The tweet landed like a burp on a first date. A little awkward, potentially endearing. Maybe a good story to tell later. There's nothing endearing.
No. No.
Do not burp on the first date.
There is a lady at our bus stop.
Yeah.
That is already beyond weird and nobody likes her because she's like way too in your face. Like at like fucking 7 a.m. in the morning. And she's I don't like
anybody at 7 a.m.
Yeah. And she'll, like, be down there, like, drinking a soda too fast. And then she's like, bleh! And just, like, kind of looks.
Learn from it.
No, and we're like, everybody, she's like, oh. Doesn't say excuse me. Doesn't say shit.
Just
like,
says oh?
Just says oh, like it was surprising. I'm like, bitch, when you're fucking chugging a Dr. Pepper at 7 a.m. in the morning, no shit you're going to be burping. Like,
also, get good. What is happening? I love to wake up and drink a Coke Zero. That's and I'm fine. Not, I'm not throwing up on my desk.
Yeah, no. Like, and the worst part is she stands really fucking close to you. So it's like, you don't necessarily feel the hot breath of the burp. But, like, you know what it probably felt like because you felt the reverberations of, like, the just, like.
Reverberations.
Like, yeah, I mean, because it's, like, fucking loud. It's, like, I wouldn't expect that from a kid.
Like, that's an uncle burp.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, that's not a neighbor lady burp. That's an uncle burp.
No, and she's the worst. Anyway.
I have things to say about our boy Jacob here.
Yeah.
This is Jacob. The first that's the example that I opened.
Wait, no, we're not two examples.
Well, okay.
So this guy, Chris Ola, is a neural network engineer for a company called Anthropic AI. Instantly, I hate it.
Yes.
And a former Thiel? Peter Thiel? Peter yeah. Thiel.
No, Thiel. Okay. Thiel, you're right.
Thiel Foundation Fellow. He said that normal online dating seems pretty suboptimal. Consider that you worked for Peter Thiel. Recently, I've seen several people.
Silicon Valley just blows so hard, dude.
Recently, I've seen several people experiment with public Date Me docs. I think this is a really interesting experiment in alternatives, enabling long-form, earnest dating profiles. he linked to his own Date Me Doc in his tweet. He's 29 with the grin. This story is about a year and a half old. He's 29 with the grin and just finished hiking complexion of someone even younger. The title of his Google Doc gets right to the point. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. The title of his Google Doc is male, straight, 5'7", monogamous, wants kids.
Yikes.
I could not run faster from that. Honestly, just from the wants kids part, like, I think everything else I'm fine with. His photo draws the eye, but it's the sidebar that's remarkable. His Date Me Doc has 4 chapters and 15 subcategories.
Fuck no.
This is where he lays it all out. He says he's dedicated to doing what he believes is morally right. He's politically moderate and geographically agnostic. He finds math deeply beautiful. Shut the entire fuck up. Shut the fuck up. He's into being vegan, but not into kink. In his own words, he's anxious, and he emphasizes that he really wants biological kids with the vigor of someone whose peer group is still full of strong swimmers and fresh eggs.
Hold on.
What is happening?
You have
right
questions?
Now?
Yeah, several.
About this?
Are these like, he's going from one extreme to the other. Also, I don't know what geographically agnostic means. Like,
I think it just means he doesn't care about where he lives. Yeah. I think is all it means.
So he's willing to move. Okay.
I think.
Also,
it's a ridiculously unnecessarily complicated way of saying, I don't mind to live anywhere.
That's not a quote from him. That's not in quotes. So I don't know if he said that.
Sorry,
I
can't get it open because I don't pay for Wired.
I don't either. I opened it in just Reader View.
Oh, okay.
Does 12 foot not work?
No, I don't think on Wired.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I'll try it, but I
don't know. Not Reader View. I opened it in Incognito, and it worked.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There was also a point there. I think
4 chapters and 15 subcategories. How much do you think you need to tell people about yourself, dog, before you meet them? Like, what are you going to say when you meet them?
I feel like he's just, like, casting a wide net, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because He's trying to sound too agreeable. Politically moderate? No. Pick a fucking side, dude. No. No.
There was one, but I forgot it, so never mind.
Anybody that says they're politically moderate, I just don't fucking trust them, because, like, no, pick a side. Like, this shit matters. Have a fucking opinion.
With the vigor of someone whose peer group is still full of strong swimmers and fresh air, that's like gag worthy.
Hate
for me,
that.
Man.
This, like, all reads like, the more I take it in, it all reads like, hey, I've given up. I'll take what I can get.
Honestly, I hate the fact that, like, man, God, dating has just, like,
it's wild.
It's wild shit.
Well, I'd go further than wild, personally. I don't know if I'd quite go to horseshit, but, like, I feel bad that it's like,
there's got
to
be a word way more strong than bleak.
Because it's like, it's hopeless. It's like, so, okay, so do people think that they're going to write this perfect
description? No one's going to read that.
Well, that's my thing. Is it's like, I feel like you need, like, literally probably 5 to 7 sentences.
If that. Yeah.
Yeah, that it's like, that gets somebody's interest.
Yeah.
And then it's like, let's meet up for something extremely superficial.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, fucking have a drink.
Yeah.
Or, like, fucking go for coffee.
And then even that, so many people are like, I won't do, like, so many people are like, yeah, I won't do a first date for coffee. Like, you have to actually buy me dinner. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, coffee is so much lower stakes. And if it's not good, you can just fucking leave. And if it is good, you can go hang out after.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's a lot. Anyway.
So that guy declined to give an interview, saying he's been caught off guard by the amount of attention his Date Me Doc has received. He's not alone, though, in his decision to ditch dating apps and publish a public-facing document about his search for love instead. Proponents of the dating doc spurn Bumble, Hinge, and Tinder and lay themselves bare in Dropbox paper, Google Docs, or personal websites built on WordPress or Squarespace. Not all Date Me Docs are as long as his. Thank fucking Christ. Few are designed to be hyper-efficient. The Jacob guy that's linked in there, Larry, we'll get to him now. The writer and rationalist. The what? What the fuck is a rationalist?
Wow. Can we talk about his header photo
though? I'm immediately ignoring anyone that calls themselves a rationalist. Jacob Falkovich has a meetup/date me page on his page, blog, which links to Google Forms for each category. I said
block. Blocked. Anyway.
It links to Google Forms for each category, so you can sign up to meet platonically or, you know, go on a date. Damon Sassy, a therapist and, like this guy, a rationalist, has even shared a link to page with testimonials from past partners. No need to wait till date 6 to hear the dirt. Wow. Go ahead, Larry. What were you going to say?
One, how are you a therapist and named Sassy? Two, because, you know, your patient would be like, why are you being so sassy?
It might be said saucy. I don't know how to say that. Oh, okay. Saucy's okay. Even better, actually.
Why are you being so saucy?
Yeah.
But this header photo that I'm showing on the video, out of anything that you can have sitting on your lap or you're laying down in a suit, in a full suit.
Oh, no.
Octopus? Octopus.
It's so much. It's awful. Well,
there's a lot going.
What is that? Yeah, I just.
What are you getting at? Are you honestly, get sucked a I just lot? Don't. Like, what?
I don't know the. I don't understand the world, and sometimes I look at things and I just like fucking don't get it.
So the like, I think the hangout. There's two forms,
and I'm 1 year older than that dude.
Yeah, I think there's two forms. One says fill this out to hang out with Jacob platonically, mm-hmm. and the other says fill this out to go on a date with Jacob. I think the platonically one might be longer. It doesn't matter. So the date one is a fucking Google form. It's like your email, your name, how old are you? What city do you live or spend most of your time? And he answers them too. Like he's like, I live in New York City, but I travel a lot, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for in your romantic life right now? What sorts of relationships and with what sorts of people? Why do you want to go on a date with me specifically? What about me resonates or generates interest in you? No.
I don't want to.
It's like, trying so hard. This is like an interview.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
It's also, one of these things. These are the questions. Go ahead.
He's asking questions with, like, okay, so Allie did say that he's answering some of these questions at the beginning.
Yeah, a little bit, but actually, as soon as I said that, deeper, he quit.
Yeah. There was the so, one.
Yeah.
Bro, what?
Okay, so this next one. Imagine finding out that our first date/relationship ended up going terribly. What likely happened? What? Okay, first off, a first date versus a whole relationship are way different. What's something we would strongly disagree about or a radical belief you hold that I probably don't share? I will totally judge you if you softball this question. Okay, that's something I would put on an app like this. That's fair. What are some things that you're obsessed with? Fine. What's your job, even if it's not an actual job? How do you feel about it? What's that mean?
Yeah.
What is your struggle right now?
Fucking answering all your questions. like, what is this, 20 questions, or am I going on a date, man? Like,
What are some fun things we can do besides drinks and chatting?
I don't know. Answer your fucking questionnaire that seems to be going on indefinitely.
My kink is filling out Google Docs.
I actually don't want to go on a date with you.
I'm just getting just really off right now this. Is all it is.
And I'm done.
Do you have an online presence such as an active Twitter or a blog? No, my dude, I'm a shit poster and you can't have my URLs.
Yeah.
Just checking that you're aware that I'm polyamorous and married.
Oh, love that. That's way down at here.
Okay. This, you know, this.
And there's a link for show me where I can see recent photos of you. Shut up.
Someone
fill it out, Larry. Fill it out, Larry.
No. What I'm saying is someone needs to post this on 4chan and have them take care of it.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm not opposed to this.
Yeah, that's fair. It's anonymous.
I'm not encouraging.
What's the best way to get in touch with me? Fucking, you'll never find me.
Come
you can't afford me.
Come to 4chan/B.
Yeah, come to B and... Damn. I do not encourage anyone to do that.
Don't go to B.
Well, so my question is...
Or post this on B. Please, just...
I mean, yeah, somebody go do that. Just
checking that you're aware I'm polyamorous and married.
Couldn't you throw that up at the top, maybe?
Well, not only that, but it's like...
Imagine if you put all your effort into all these answers and you got to that and you're like, what?
Does your significant other know that you're polyamorous? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
right?
It's like, are you like teeing me up to like be the fucking like whatever in this relationship kind of thing?
Trey says this guy is the piss in the dating pool. There's an Instagram account called that. That's fantastic. That's a really good thing.
Jeez, dude, he really is, man.
So that's just one example. The article keeps going. What do we talk about when we talk about Date Me Docs, a kind of wiki to the human soul? I don't care about most of this. Blah, 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 blah.
I honestly kind of do like the fact, in theory. Well, just the fact that it's like,
I don't care about that, guys.
No, I don't care about answering or asking questions to people. Yeah. Like if I was dating now,
yeah.
I feel like I would be very tempted to be like, you know what? Here's a sheet of like things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
If you find them also interesting, cool, hit me up.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've seen a couple people on TikTok who say that on their dating profiles on like Hinge or Bumble or whatever,
yeah.
They're like, one of the prompts will be like, the best way to ask me out on a date is, and you can just type in whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll put like, send me an email to, and they've got like a dating email set up. It'll be like Ashley's first dates at Gmail. It's something like that. Like,
yeah. You know? Yeah.
And it'll be like, send me a date proposal with like details and like photos and explain to me like why I should want to go on this date with you. And they're like, I don't even respond to any matches. I just checked that email and it goes pretty well for some of them, but I'm like, I don't have the energy for that shit.
Well, so but not only that, like even as a like suitor,
I'm trying to find my pen before we move on from this.
Well, it's just it's so much. Like I can't imagine.
It's like
you're on a dating app to like swipe on somebody, not to like email them a like proposal. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I'm just gonna have my friends like make a wiki page about me and just send that.
Here's my Instagram, dude. I post a lot of memes to my stories. See if we could hang.
If I seem cool, hit me up. And like, if you know, I'd like, oh man,
yeah. Oof.
That's a lot, dude.
So optimizing for partnership is the phrase of Catherine Olson, who happens to work with that same asshole at Anthropic AI. Mm. Last spring, she quietly added a link to a Date Me doc in her Twitter bio. As of the publishing of this, the top of that doc says she's taking a break from dating. Gotcha. Her doc is less text-heavy, more photo-friendly. She writes that kids and monogamy are preferred in the long run. She values close friends, playfulness, and emotional fluency, and that a friend describes her as overly systematizing maternal Aragorn.
Oh, she's wanting kids. I don't know what any of that meant, but...
No, I don't know what any of that means. she didn't really promote her Date Me doc, but somebody else tweeted out in March the year before saying, I love this genre of thing. People putting themselves out there, saying clearly and publicly what they want in a partner, knowing who they are and what they're looking for. She went on to share a thread of her favorite Date Me docs, a celebration of the subculture. I'm going to go on like a deep dive and look at all these and be like, everybody is insane. I'm gonna fall asleep snuggling me yet, and I'm happy with that.
Probably. So what if you find someone this way though, Allie?
I will not.
The more that I experience the internet, the more I kind of
give up on everything.
Well, the more that I subscribe to the fact that I think the internet as a whole is a bad thing.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I don't think that humans were made to be this connected.
No, and it talks about like, this is deeply rational. It's practical. Where?
Yeah, no, there's no.
Like in what?
Practicality has been abandoned fucking decades ago, man.
Like, it's even like, this is a by nerds for nerds format. No, it's not. It's still a popularity contest. Like, it's still a, where can I see your photos? Yeah. Like, convince me to date you.
This is the thing. Why don't people just fucking meet people like they used to in the olden days, like me, when I just like, I put a wanted ad out for a wife and
on
I just,
Craigslist?
I printed out 1,000 copies and I put it on, telephone poles.
Telephone poles, yeah.
And
brick and mortar business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, tear off a little tab. It's got my fucking phone number on it. Text me, you know. We'll text back and forth. We'll know whether or not it's working.
Damn.
And so, guess what? It worked.
There's one last thing about...
Megan, pull my tab, bro.
There's one last thing about a woman tweeting like a thoughts on these. And it's like not loading. It's just not loading.
Dude, honestly, get in line.
Come on, dog.
Get in line, man. Who's loading these days?
Fucking Twix is not loading, I'll tell you what. It's supposed to be
years.
A few brief thoughts on dating docs after a year. It's just spinning. Sorry about that.
Spinny boy. Send me that link, dude.
It's not. Yeah, try it. Well, I can't because my
nothing's
my Apple ID won't work, remember? On my computer.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so where were you
at? Put in the... Oh, no, you can't get in the dock.
Yeah. Where were you at?
What's happening?
Never mind, I'm not subscribed. Ah, fuck.
Oh, you just now clicked the link of the story.
I was focused on the examples.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather listen to you read me the article.
Thanks, Larry.
No, that's just because he can't read.
You cut out a lot of the bullshit. So
I do. Thank you. No, the second girl, I didn't actually cover hers, but her, the Catherine Olsen girl, as of July 23, single again and resuming dating. That's a bad look right there, dog.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
TLDR, Catherine Olsen, sometimes Catherio as a nickname. I'm closing the tab immediately. We're not fucking with this.
Wrong.
Introspectively and interpersonally thoughtful and tenacious. That's in quotes. Like someone said that about her and she's really proud of it. She's 33. She's female. She's in Berkeley. She prefers kids. Monogamy, preferred but flexible.
Prefers? Oh, got you.
That's such a weird, what do you mean flexible? Like you either
want to. Like I said, they're like, this is what I want, but at the end of the day, I'll take what I can get.
She should hook up with the other dude. He's exactly. Polyamorous.
Yeah. Yeah. she's looking for a connection that's cozy, fun, flirty, reliable, and deeply supportive of one another. If it keeps working and feels sustainable, let's take a real shot at doing it indefinitely.
Like indefinite sex?
I mean, are you just, this no, is just like, the this is just like, you're just.
I'm so tired, Catherine. Can we stop? No, it's still working.
Indefinite bangs. It's just so much like.
I'm feeling fun, flirty, and reliable.
Stockpile lube.
But you're saying nothing.
No.
You know?
It's saying a lot of shit.
It's a lot of buzzwords. Like, yeah, I feel like all of this was just written in ChatGPT.
I spend my time and energy on being good to close friends, creating home spaces that support me being who I want to be. What's that mean?
I want to know what the fuck she's baking. Like, fucking let's cut to the chase.
What are these
mounds of bread? The knotted bread, dude.
Yeah.
Show me those knot breads. Wait, that sounded maybe sexual. Oh my god.
No,
Megan, I promise I love you.
She keeps talking about things she spends her time and energy on. Enjoying the nice things. Emotional fluency. The fuck does that mean?
What? Okay, Trey said you can bone me or you can bone everyone. Flexible.
There you go. Trey speaks his language. Yes.
Emotional fluency, practical self-healing, and gracefully holding space for myself and others. Being present with what's real. What? Gun to your head, what the fuck are you saying? What are you saying?
I don't think she does. What? But I think that's the idea behind it, right?
I love to explore the city. Here's me climbing a big tree. Okay. Well,
these are not real people.
No.
There's no way.
This is all AI generated,
okay,
isn't it?
Okay, towards the end here. About you. Not requirements, but these are a very strong plus for me. Gender / sex. I'm most into men who are both comfortable in masculinity and alive to their feminine aspects. Also, I've
just
seriously...
stop at alive. Just
stop. I've seriously dated non-binary / trans folks before, so try me. Emotionally attuned. You're in touch with yourself and listen deeply to others. In touch with both of these nuts.
Nice.
Playful, which she just puts, yeah. Perfect. What? That's a great explanation.
Perfect.
Intellectual spark. You're sharp, intellectually lively, and curious. You care about the world and what's true. Deep conviction and sincerity. You have values.
Girl,
you
I'm always seeking the truth.
Truth about these nuts. Pragmatic competence. I don't know what pragmatic
means.
Do you guys know what pragmatic? I don't know. I'm saying I don't. Do you guys know what pragmatic means?
Any of this? I don't even know what
appropriate.
Isn't kind of like practical?
Yeah, I thought it was like appropriate for the situation, kind of thing.
Pragmatic.
I thought
dealing with things sensibly and realistically in a way based on practical. Hold on.
Are you telling me that this person would not like an autistic person who? It has no social cues?
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
She would as long as they can take on practical tasks and they're good with logistics.
Is she...
Depending on how that dog is, you know?
Is the person...
have a cube dick, yes or no?
Is the person alive? I'm just going to stop at that. Is the person alive?
Oh my God, the last thing here. Holistic wholesomeness. At the end of the day, everything you do, including the irreverent, daring, or disagreeable, is accountable to what you truly believe is good.
You're trying to use too many fucking words. Holistic, what?
I hate this.
I'm just going to like write her, and I'm just going to be like, Catherine, I'm you from the future. Kill yourself now.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
For legal reasons.
In game. Absolutely joking.
Very much
no. In game.
This is just like...
That's too much.
This is so ridiculous. Like,
I feel like ultimately all of this is why... There's so many reasons why. I can't fuck with dating apps. I can't do it. I respect for people that do. I can't fucking do it. Because I feel like I would put this much overthought into everything that I answered on those. And nobody's reading that.
No.
They're glancing for half a second and they're swiping based on whether you look fun on your profile picture.
They're going to look at a couple pictures. Yeah. They're going to look at a couple answers. And then
I've seen you swipe, Larry. I fuss at you for how quick you swipe.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not even reading this so curated profile.
Nope.
Because I can write a profile like nobody's business. And like, I'm cute, but I'm not like remarkably cute in a sea of...
But that's why I think that people like still gravitate. People that really want to create flipping like lasting relationships and stuff, they still gravitate to like older manners of just like meeting people and like being in the same spot of a place that like you're both enjoying something a fucking bar or a concert or a fucking coffee shop or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to two shows back to back when I'm on vacation, and I'm like, it's basically based on the shows, it's gonna be pretty much the same crowd.
I was going to say, if you see the same dude twice...
I'm going to make friends the first night and hang out with people the second night. I'm going to hang out with people the second day. I'll be like, where are we at lunch tomorrow, dog?
Exactly, That's how to make friends, man. Show up for like shows that are like two shows... Dude, following nights.
It's going to be... Everybody at the first show is going to be at the second show. Yeah. And I can't... So I'm just like... I'm like... Also, I've never met a stranger. I don't know what that's about. You know, like I'm going to go talk to anybody. I was telling my coworkers about it yesterday. I was like, I don't care. Let's go hang out with strangers.
Dude, I felt bad like dropping Finn off on his first day of like spring break camp or whatever.
Yeah. Not Finn.
Dude, he's like, well, I'm kind of nervous because I don't know anybody there. And I'm
as
like,
as soon as he steps
you
off,
will.
Like,
you no, will by the end of the
no,
day.
No, no, no. So I drop him off on the second day.
Yeah.
This van pulls up. Literally, six little Asian girls get out of it. And Finn goes, oh, my BFFs.
I have questions. And he's why are there so many Asian girls getting off of this van?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I think they carpool or some shit. I don't know. But he said there, he goes, oh, it's my BFFs. Hi. And they're like, hi, Finn. It's like, what is happening right now?
Yep.
But, dude, totally. Man. He's never fucking. Never met a stranger. Stranger, dude.
Yeah.
But,
see, and I was so shy as a little kid. So, like, now it's a whole different life, but man. Yeah. That's funny.
Holy shit. That's wild, dude. I had not heard of any of this shit that it's dating platform.
I want to, like, seek them out. Like, I want to, like, just go, just, like, rot my brain reading people's date me docs.
Is there a place that people will put them, or
I think
do they,
probably in like their Twitter bios, maybe Instagram bios, maybe like just in like a random prompt on like a dating profile or something.
Yeah.
Or like if you have your own website or something.
So, but there's not like a for instance. Well, there probably is.
There's not, as far as I know, like a.
Like a hub.
A hub of
like a central.
It's like just like post it and like whatever kind of thing.
Date me docs.
We're gonna find that fucking.
I'll be damned. There's date me dot directory.
There's a whole directory,
dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, date me docs are long form earnest dating profiles for romantic partners. I am male, female, non-binary. Looking for male, female, non-binary between this age and this age.
Dude.
Oh hell! All right.
This is
doing some research. All right.
Oh, there's like live a drop. Research. There's like a drop down of places you can look. I'm just gonna pick fucking.
So this is basically
Seattle.
A dating app. It's an open source dating app.
Yeah, that's what it's seeming
three
like.
People come up when I put in Seattle. Let's
what's
click
Seattle?
One. Seattle's a big hub. There's only so many. I know, yeah. 404 not found. That's a great. Okay.
good start.
Successful. Yeah.
Okay. Here's one. I'm male. I'm 30. I'm 6 foot tall. I grew up in central New Jersey. I don't care where all you live. Jesus Christ. I work in the city.
My name's Chad.
I've been vegetarian for more than 10 years, considering broadening my horizons. Does that mean going vegan or cannibal? Which way are we going here, dog?
Out there. I feel like somebody go ahead and kickstart this so that we can get a little bit more in. Like,
considering broadening my horizons.
Which way?
For food?
Which way?
Like in the food category?
Like that's on that dot, yeah. In short, I'm looking for a female monogamous life partner who lives in or frequents the Seattle area who hopes to someday have kids outside of Seattle proper.
Or flexible.
or flexible, yeah.
All right, I could have
some kids, or I could have somebody else's kids. I don't know. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I'm flexible, man. Plus, I'm looking to broaden my horizons.
Let's throw the same thing into London. London's got to be bigger, right?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I got 16 profiles there.
There you go.
I put that I'm female looking for male between the ages of 29 and 45 in London.
Okay.
Like, that's 16? A pretty broad 16.
Wait, how young did you go?
29.
Oh, I thought you said
that feels
16,
pretty young. I was just
16
kinda,
profiles.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I thought, like, no, I'm sorry. No, I thought he said 16, and I was like, did you say 16? Like, what? Like, the numbers started jumbling. No, this numbers started jumbling in my head. Like,
Jacques got a profile picture, and it's him with an acoustic guitar.
Nope.
Bye, Jacques.
No.
What's he looking for?
Hey, do you hear him? He's singing. Jacques. Give me a ticket for an airplane.
He's also excited to have kids in the future.
Damn. I'm telling you, anyone under a certain age using this has to be a big red flag because they're like...
Everybody on here is young. So I said I put 29 to 45. Yeah. The oldest one on here is 36.
Wow.
Oh, he looks unwell. He wants companionship, fun, comfort, and being challenged sometimes, sharing experiences. I love children, so I would like to have kids. Like, why does everybody want kids? All right.
Is this a repopulation strategy by...
Oh my God, I clicked another guy and he's also vegetarian for 10 plus years. It's what the fuck?
It's a repopulation strategy by Big Kid.
Big Kid. Big uterus.
Big ute.
No, not uterus. Big embryo. This guy that's wants what
kids.
I meant.
Everybody wants kids. This is wild.
Oh my God. No, honestly, I believe it's by Big Fuck.
This guy looks like fucking Danzig.
Who's Danzig?
Larry, I swear to God.
Look it up.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, his is awful.
All right, we gotta wrap it up.
I'm sorry. This is a delight.
Honestly, this is incredible. And yeah. Like, holy shit.
Maybe I'll have to keep doing this.
Yes, absolutely. Honestly, we might need to put like Larry on the Am I the Assholes and Allie
fake names.
Allie on the fake dates, dude. Or just like, yeah, man. Oh my God.
Checks out.
Incredible. All right. Well, I'm looking at the time and holy shit, Lord, we've done sorry. It again. No. We're at an hour like we always do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But if you're still here, listeners, thank you so much. For all the live listeners, thank you. My goodness. Trey, I know you were here for, I think you were, oh no. And Matt was here also. So, or at least those were the people that were active in the chat room. So thank you guys for hanging out for the duration of this, I don't know, smorgasbord of fucking shit show. So, but hey, if nothing else, you guys learned how to create a date me Google Doc and, you know.
Or how not to.
Or how to fucking avoid it like
I
the plague.
I have helped friends write dating profiles before. I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Don't look at these. Like, hit me up. I'll help you write a dating profile.
They're so cringy.
She's helped me before, so
I've helped you. Yeah. I've co-wrote a few people's. I'm like, these are fun. I like doing it.
Well, so hit up Allie if you need help with your dating profile. So,
because I've got this talent that I'm not using for dating profiles. So,
boom.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us for Untethered number 113. Holy guacamole. We're doing it, y'all. We hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. Be sure to check out the merch store, tinyurl.com/tethermerch. Also, check out the newsletter, tetherradio.substack.com. It will not have any of the stuff that we cover for Untethered, but it will have all of our stuff for our social media handles and all that jazz, and the show notes for the full episode. Man, I think that's all I've got. Do we have anything to add?
Book club is April 10th. We're reading I'll Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara, and it's really good. I read it like 5 years ago, and I'm really excited to read it again.
Yeah.
True crime, for real, probably the best true crime book I've ever read, and I've read a bunch.
Golden State Killer.
Golden State Killer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you know of or want to learn more about the Golden State Killer, guess what? This is a good way to do it. And hang out with us, because April 10th, we will bring all of our powers together like Captain Planet.
Like Captain Planet, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, dude. And when our powers combine, we just create a boatload of just fucking, I don't even know what. So.
Yeah.
But anywho, we hope you guys enjoyed episode 113 of Untethered, and we hope you have a fantastic rest of your week and weekend. Be sure to check out the full episode on Monday, and until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.